There we go. That is George Michael with Faith. Just coming up to 10:32 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, as you know, I mentioned earlier about the New Year's Eve party, which was held at All Saints Church. And I'm joined on the line by Astrid. So tell us how, first of all, you're involved with the All Saints Church.
Hi, Michelle. I volunteer for the Friends of All Saints of East Horndon, who basically work with the church's conservation trust, who own the building to, you know, look after it and organise open days and events and raise funds, etc. So I've been doing that for the last 10 years or so.
Mm. Is this church, is it open to the public?
It's not used for regular services, not since the 1970s, because there's no sort of local community near the church anymore. Over the, you know, the hundreds of years, the villages moved sort of north and south, and then with the A127 being built, it sort of cut the church off from the nearest kind of housing area. So it became unused or redundant, and that's when it got taken on by the church's conservation trust, who they look after 350 unused churches in the whole country. So you can imagine the cost of repairs just with general sort of wear and tear for these ancient buildings.
And I know you've said before that the doors to the church have been broken into. Just even with a door, you're talking about a lot of money to fundraise, yeah, to get that fixed again, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, we've had, in the last 2 or 3 years, we had the locks drilled through, which, because it's a Grade 2 star listed building and the door is kind of, you know, a Tudor replica, the locks are very specific, and that cost, I think, £1,200 to repair. And then about a year later, someone kicked that door in, which then needed to be repaired, which was, again, about £1,500. So it's just very disheartening when you get a tax to the church that we have to raise money for things that were in good working order beforehand.
Mm. Now, let's look at New Year's Eve, because there we all are. The majority of people in this country were at home, didn't, yep, go out anywhere, were trying to be COVID safe for the sake of other people. And then at the All Saints Church, it had been basically broken into. I mean, this must have taken some organisation. And basically, yep, there was DJ kit there and people having a New Year's party. How many people actually were in the church?
Well, I hear different numbers. You know, in the Sun newspaper, it said 600 tickets were sold, which is incredible. I've heard hundreds. So, I mean, the church is not big. So I'm thinking maybe 100, 200, something like that.
Mm.
Which, I mean, that's just even unbelievable. And yes, it did. It must have taken some organising, because the pictures that are on the Essex Police Facebook page, it looks like a concert, you know. Mm. A festival.
Yeah.
So because the church is so secluded, nobody could see what was being done. And if someone is unloading equipment from a van, probably people that saw that think it's someone official or someone to do with the church.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. So, yeah, it was absolutely shocking to wake up on New Year's Day and someone had tagged me in the Facebook post and my heart just sank, you know.
Mm. I mean, we've seen on your post, actually, you can see in the background the mess that was created. We have to say the majority of people in Essex did spend New Year's Eve without seeing their, yeah, loved ones. It's horrible, in fact, for Essex as well, to have that kind of, you know, that video on display as if it you know, represents, yeah, the whole county, because it doesn't.
No, exactly. And I think we can take heart from the fact when we look at the fundraising that is just taken off after that, the love, the outpouring of love from people in Essex, from all around the country, even, you know, overseas, is testament to the fact that the majority of, you know, the British public are law-abiding and care about, you know, following the rules and care about local heritage. So, you know, it's got a silver lining. You know, it was a very, very sad and shocking event, but it's captured the imagination of people around the world, which, you know, in a way, it may do the church some good in the long run, which is sad to say, but we'll be able to do repairs that we've not been able to do for years. You know, there's a hole in the ceiling, the walls all eventually need replastering in the sort of, you know, the old-fashioned style, or I don't know, you know, the listed,
yeah,
ways. But yeah, we've had over 1,000 donations. I felt very alone when it first happened. I just thought, oh, no, I've got to deal with this. I've got to deal with all the repercussions. Because a lot of the stuff that I do for that church, I do on my own or with, you know, Father Paul or with two or three other people, which I, you know, I want to thank all the other volunteers. We're a small little tight group, but we feel passionately for this church. But I just felt like, oh, you know, us as a little group have got to fix this. So I said to the vicar, I said, I think we should create a Just Giving page, maybe put £1,000 as the target, which that would not even scratch the surface really of the true cost. But I didn't want to look too greedy in this time of people struggling, and it's just been Christmas. And I thought, if we get £1,000, I'll be grateful. And we reached that within an hour. It was actually unbelievable. And then, the vicar said, I'll put it up to 2,000. We reached that in another hour. And then I thought that I'm going to leave it at this because I don't want to look like we're asking people for money. And it's nearly 10 times that now. I think we're coming up to 19,100. So wow. I'm thinking we may go through the 20,000, which is absolutely unbelievable. I'm so grateful.
That is incredible. I mean, with this being in the press all over the world, not just in Essex, it's UK-wide, this story, because it kind of touched a lot of people because they have made sacrifices this year. We need to show in the UK that we have acted on this. So what would you like to see happen to the people that were there, as in who organised it, and the people that were actually went along?
Well, I would like to see the people that organised it, you know, arrested and prosecuted and, you know, and to have to take responsibility for what they did, because it was sort of a very organised thing. You know, it wasn't just a few kids turning up with a set of speakers. You know, it was properly organised.
Yeah.
So I think they should take the brunt of the blame. Obviously, these young people that go to events, and this was not the only event that was organised sort of via social media, you know, I can sort of forgive them because we're all tired of lockdown. Some people just don't care about the rules. So, and all these people, we don't know who they are. They know themselves if they were there, but they probably thought the church was involved in, you know, because they, you know, these people were inside the building. I hope they look inside themselves and realize that what they've done is very, very stupid and short-sighted. You know, we're in this pandemic, which is not a 5-minute thing. It's going to take months for us to come out the other side. And we're all missing parties, we're all missing concerts, we're all missing our friends. So I think we all need to just take some responsibility and follow the rules of the government. I mean, even if you follow the rules of the government, you could still catch COVID, you know, from going shopping or whatever. But if you're blatantly going out mingling with hundreds of people and then possibly bringing it back to your family or bringing it back to, you know, grandparents, that's just so, so sad.